Have you ever been haunted by a family member? Does an ancient Mexican folktale actually exist? What kind of paranormal event would make you quit your job? Today we test the believability of our listener submission collection, Volume 3.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
Yes, here we are. I'm doing a volume collection.
How nice. It's fun, isn't it? The collection?
Yes. I wasn't expecting to do this.
This is excellent because I love that you don't have to send us this insanely intricate narrative paranormal encounter, which we love those. We love them. But if you just have a moment of something spooky or little tidbits, that way you can still get on the podcast as well with some other folks that have had paranormal experiences.
Yeah, it's like maybe sharing the limelight a little bit. That's okay.
This is a little bit of a spoiler potentially. Are we talking about La Llorona in this one?
She may appear.
Oh my God. I feel I actually have a bad taste in my mouth. The idea that the very first time we talk about it, since it's such a huge thing, is in a small listener submission, which I haven't read it, so I don't know how small it is. But it's a little weird that we're going to talk about it before we actually talk about it.
I was thinking that this is kind of like a sampler for her.
That's fine. I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. Like, we are doing it. It just feels weird. Like, could you imagine if we did a Mothman sighting before we covered Mothman?
I feel like we've done this with other things, though, too. Like, I think we had personal encounters of a big one before we did a big one.
Do you have receipts?
No.
You threw
them out. Of course I don't.
Tax season's coming up.
I don't know.
It really doesn't matter. There's no rules on this podcast, except if I say f**k, you bleep it. That's the only rule.
That's true.
I think every rule we came up with before we started the podcast, we've broken at some point.
I think so.
It's for the best.
So are you ready to dive into our submissions?
How many stories do we have?
We have 3.
That is the perfect amount.
It does. It matches our questions. Every question has an answer in the responses.
Everything good comes in threes, except for relationships. Although there's probably a lot of people that disagree with that, but call me old school.
And deaths.
And deaths?
Deaths come in 3.
Deaths do?
Yeah.
So if 2 people died and then...
Well, okay, Betty White.
Like, hold up. 2 people died and you and I are staying next to each other and there's like a train coming. And I, like, push you in front of it. I'm okay? Like, I was going to die, but then it can't do 4.
I mean, it could do 4. I think it could do. But it just prefers, like...
Death breaks rules, just like Believing the Bizarre.
There's Betty White. And then there's, what's his face?
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget aside. I'm waiting for the 3rd one.
You don't think anybody important between now and Betty White has died? Or do you have to be a certain caliber of a person to count?
Bob Saget.
No.
Oh.
Like, so everybody that's died since then doesn't matter?
No, I just mean like celebrities. I'm just talking about celebrities. So our first story comes from a girl named Nicole. So this is, it's a pretty short story. Basically, well, we'll just get into it.
Yeah, don't summarize.
Let's get into it.
Let's not summarize before we...
So a few years
ago... She doesn't die in the end.
No.
There's still 3 vacancies.
A few years ago, in 2020... Which is crazy to think about, right? Nicole was with her family. Her mother, her father, and her sister. And they were all at home when something strange happened. Now, this is just a snapshot of the paranormal, like we like to say here, because it's a short story we put in the collection. So it starts like this. Nicole and her sister and her father were standing around this home bar they have, and their mother was about 12 feet away on the couch. And she's sitting there, kind of enjoying the vague quiet while they're all standing around talking about their great-grandfather. And he had passed in the same house around 12 years ago, when out of the blue, this old mounted deer fell off the wall with a hard bang. And no one was near the deer head. There were no disturbances in the house. No logical reason why this deer head would pop off its mount.
Do you wish for a second that it exploded? They like it falls and everyone's like, oh my God, and they're like, oh, it's just a deer head, and then boom, it just explodes and there's just deer everywhere.
For some reason, when I was reading this, I was thinking the deer was going to talk. I don't know why.
Eat your vegetables.
I don't know. Even though Nicole was shot, she somehow kind of hoped it was at least a spirit of her great-grandfather that they called Papa, and the deer head was lovingly called Bob. So to break the tension, Nicole said, "Wow, Papa, I know you're here, but geez, you didn't have to throw Bob on the floor." And Nicole said that she believes in the paranormal, but her father does not. So I think he thought it was kind of strange that she said that. And he said the reason that the deer head actually fell was because of some, like, construction thing where, like, the birds got into the walls and warped the walls with their tail feathers. I don't know how birds could warp the walls.
He's auditioning for Scary Movie Dad. I'm surprised he didn't say it was the wind.
He did play it off like a Scary Movie Dad. But maybe Mr. Nicole's dad has a point.
Mr. Nicole's dad?
I don't know his name. Mr. Nicole's dad.
I thought you meant Mr. Nicole at first.
No, Mr. Nicole's dad.
I think that's the proper way of saying it.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Isn't it messed up when a wife is known as Mr.'s?
I talk about this all the time with Stephanie. Like, she'd be known as Mr. Charles Leopold's. Mr. and Mrs. Charles Leopold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they don't get a first name.
No.
I don't understand that tradition, and it's messed up to me.
I wonder what they were saying about the grandfather.
I don't know. I'm interested in saying, I wonder what they're saying. I think it's probably just like talking like good memories.
Yeah.
I hate that old man.
Deer's like, what the heck? I'll show them.
I wonder if the great grandfather actually shot that deer. Mm. I wonder if he had a connection to that deer.
What if it was the spirit of the deer?
I don't think so. It was trying to get back into its head. But I believe that's the end of the story, basically. So since this happened, Nicole said, quote, "I walk in and I say I'm home when I come home. And when I leave, I say goodbye," end quote. So she says goodbye and hello to her grandfather. It is nice.
I bet no matter what, that's a cool way of kind of like keeping him around. You know, like that very personable, you know, whether it's an item that reminds you of them or like a certain recliner seat that they always used to sit in. I think it's just nice to kind of keep that going. And it probably gives her a little peace of mind. And you know, if there is a way that he could be there or hear her, I'm sure that would make him happy. So I think that's cool.
Yeah, but that's her story. So let's move on to our next story. In 2009, Jonathan was a baby. So this story starts with a ghost story. Have you ever heard of La Llorona? Can you roll your R's?
I thought it was La Llorona.
I thought it was La Llorona. I can't. That's what I thought it was.
All I can hear is the very American voice about the movie that's like, the curse of La Llorona.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was all. We're going to get an email. I don't know. We're going to get an email.
We're going to get many emails, many DMs about how to say this.
Well, it's good we get them now before we do the actual episode.
Can you hear it in your head, though? The curse of La Llorona.
Absolutely.
In theaters now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch it. It wasn't good.
It was okay. I have a picture from the movie of her.
I watched it, so. There was like two really good scenes. There's a car scene where the kid was in a car and like she was trying to get in. That was actually really creepy.
She was like, "Oh, a baby."
What you doing, little baby?
So Jonathan's mom and his uncle from his dad's side, so the mother's brother-in-law, were in Mexico. And his uncle decided it would be fun to scare the new mother with some tales. So, of course, the perfect story to tell is the myth of La Llorona. I gotta stop it.
You're probably saying it right, and I'm probably saying
I feel
it
like I'm wrong.
A white guy.
La Llorona? Yeah, I'll go with that. Which is a Mexican folklore tale.
The weeping woman, right?
The wailing lady.
Or the weeping woman.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of where on the spectrum you catch her that night.
Yeah, wailing, weeping.
She's not happy.
No, she's unhappy either way. One of the new Riverdale episodes was about her.
Really?
Yeah.
Our designer who created, well, one of our designers, we have multiple and they're both fantastic. She actually sent us personal encounters from her family about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So we'll get to that eventually.
That's cool. So I just have a little bit about the myth because...
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit. It's from History Today. And they say, She is an apparition of a woman dressed in white, often found by lakes or rivers, and sometimes at crossroads. And she cries into the night for her lost children, whom she has killed. The murder was sometimes carried out by a knife or a dagger, but very often the children have been drowned. Because there's different kind of myths about how she killed her children, what actually she does, but this is just like a generalization. Her crime is usually committed in a fit of madness after having found out about an affair with an unfaithful lover or husband who leaves her to marry a woman of higher status.
See, that's why relationships should come into. Otherwise, you got Mexican folktale.
After realizing what she had done, she usually kills herself, and she is often described as a lost soul doomed to wander the earth forever. Sometimes it's even like part of the myth that she possesses people too. But that's like a brief kind of like summary of her.
Yeah, this is one of those big topics that we're just like holding off on because we can't do all the big ones now.
We got time.
You got to look forward to them.
Yeah, we're going to get to her eventually, but this is just a little family story about possibly seeing her. Now, she is also an old myth. Like I said, it might have been even pre-colonized America.
It was probably started by dinosaurs.
It might have been. Could you imagine?
In one iteration of the story, she is a triceratops.
Or a raptor with a... Actually, that'd be scary. With like a white dress on. It feels like a Jurassic Park thing. Yeah. But no, it dates back far. To it possibly even like goddesses and stuff. But again, that's for the future episode. Kind of stuff. History.
You should probably cover it then. Just saying.
So, Jonathan's uncle told Jonathan's mother about the story of La Llorona, and it's very similar to the one I just told you, if not the exact same thing.
She also went to the same site and got the same information. And I hope she also said she could have been a dinosaur.
I don't know about that. But he said, if you hear her crying far away, she's close. But if you hear her close by, she is far away.
Well, that just doesn't make sense.
Well, I've also heard that about skinwalkers too, which I don't know if there's a connection there.
Sounds almost like a disarming technique.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that about skinwalkers. And like another part of the myth, she also makes dogs bark when she's nearby. So if there's a lot of dogs barking, she might be nearby. So Jonathan's mother was obviously disturbed at the time by the story because Jonathan was a baby and a prime target. But his mom decided it was time for bed. And she starts to go get ready for bed, right? So she's going to sleep, getting brushing her teeth. And while she's brushing her teeth, she actually hears a bunch of dogs barking. Even though she just heard the story, she didn't think too much of it. Just some dogs. Probably not a demon lady. It's probably fine. So she tells Jonathan's uncle goodnight, and she turns off the lights. Jonathan actually said that it's common for Mexican houses to have stairs on the outside instead of the inside. And I looked up, I saw some houses that actually have some stairs on the outside. I have a picture. It's very pretty.
You have a picture in your notes of a Mexican house? Did you put a down payment down?
No. So the uncle starts to climb the stairs. And Jonathan's mom hears him climb the stairs from the outside. And then she hears a couple loud bangs. And then she hears running, pounding up these stairs, and the door slam and a lock. For some reason, she drifts back off into sleep, not checking.
Probably just the dogs.
Probably something like that. And in the morning, she asks her brother-in-law if he was okay. And, quote, what happened to his leg? It was visibly scratched and torn at. And he told her, quote, something pulled him from the leg when he was going up the stairs, and then he ran up and locked the door. And that is the end of the story. Jonathan says he was told the story when he was 11, and he is currently 12, which is adorable. And he said it haunts him and his family because they have lots of paranormal stuff happening.
Well, thank you for listening, Jonathan.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try and help you sleep better at night. I don't think it was her.
Probably not.
But I am very curious about this other paranormal stuff you've been experiencing.
Me too. Me too. He didn't elaborate anything else, but I feel like the uncle just fell.
Even if it was like a physical body that grabbed him, like a human or an animal or something. It seems cause and effect. You hear the story.
You hear random dogs barking.
Yeah.
And then
the walls will ooze green slime. You know, it's, you hear the story, it's in your head. whether it's top of mind or subconscious, and you're going to start connecting dots.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jonathan, I think you're okay, but I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you submitting a story. I can't even remember what I was like when I was 12, so you're awesome. If you have a business, you need a website. What's the best way to get a website up and running? Choose a website hosting company that makes it simple, like Pear Networks. Pear has over 20 years of experience managing the entire digital ecosystem for thousands of online businesses all around the world. Pear makes it easy for you with do-it-yourself website building tools and features, including simple drag-and-drop page design. And they have guaranteed US-based support technicians ready to help you whenever you need it. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Right now, when you sign up with Pear Networks, you receive one free month of web hosting. See for yourself how easy it is to build your own website for free. Visit pear.com/free to get your first month of website hosting for free by using the code QUICKSTART. That's pear.com/free, promo code QUICKSTART to get started today. Let me ask you a question. What can you never have too much of?
Pizza.
Yeah?
Vacation days.
Yes?
History episodes.
Let's not get carried away. But how about paranormal podcasts?
You're right. You can't have too many.
But here's the problem. Just like trying to pick out a movie on Netflix, I never know which paranormal podcast to start binging.
That's why you need to check out Scary Time Podcast.
Scary Time Podcast offers an exciting variety of spooky and paranormal podcasts. Each episode is submitted from a completely different podcast. It's like the perfect hors d'oeuvre tray.
And they put out episodes from independent podcasters, so you know you're supporting indie artists.
Podcasts like Nopeville, Curly Conspiracies, and our friends Hidden in the Shadows.
Fun fact, we were on Scary Time last year. Shout out The Great Dismal Swamp Mystery.
So, if you want the ultimate variety of paranormal and creepy topics, check out Scary Time Podcast, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
So, our last story takes place in Texas, and we were asked to change some details around, so not everything is like what we were given, but we did that on purpose. So, Sophia.
Question.
Yeah.
Did you pick Sophia or did she suggest it as a fake name?
I picked it. Why?
I was just curious.
I use a random name generator.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What? We should pick a character and that character is everybody's private. Like whenever anybody says to keep it private, it should be this person. I'm okay with it being Sophia if it's a girl.
Okay.
I'll think about a guy name.
But what if Sophia... Like a girl named Sophia actually sends in a story.
Well, we'll make it known that this is a real Sophia and okay. Not the character that we've created, Sophia.
Okay. Well, Sophia can be our Jane Doe.
Yeah.
You look so serious. Okay. So lastly, we joined Sophia at a daycare when she was 21 years old in a fairly rural Texas town.
A little old to be in a daycare.
Well, I think she was teaching.
Potentially. We could change that rule too, right? Or not that rule. We can change that.
Yeah, no, she was being taken care of. So Sophia was in charge of the 3-year-old's room at this daycare. This daycare that Sophia worked at was an old one-room schoolhouse that they had actually sectioned off. So it wasn't one room per se, but it used to be. And she didn't know exactly how old this place was, but she said everything was made of wood, like wood paneling, wood floors, all that kind of stuff. And her experience takes place in the late evening, and it was during the fall. The daycare was shutting down. Parents were picking up kids. Rooms were cleaned. The last hour was outside to get rid of some of that extra kid energy. Given the time of day and the time of year, the sun had started to set in the Texas town. So being that everything was all clean and everyone is almost done for the day, a 3-year-old boy, of course, tugged on Sophia's pant leg and said he had to go to the bathroom. So she took him in begrudgingly and picked up another 2-year-old who needed their diaper changed. And they all went into the schoolhouse together. So they all go to the last classroom. And as the light's fading, it darkens the building quickly. And the last room was very big. It had no curtains. And the overall look of the dark room was very creepy. Now, while Sophia got to work changing the girl, the boy wandered to the other side of the room to look at the fish. And a few things happened all at once while the boy was on the other side of the room. Another teacher comes in and offers to take the boy to the restroom to speed it up. And as soon as that happens, they all hear a loud giggle that swept around the room and the people in it. Which is really creepy if you think about it. So, like, wandered through this room, this 10-foot, 12-foot room. Sophia said, quote, "One, it wasn't any toys because we didn't have any batteries due to it being a choking hazard. Two, even the kids reacted and got scared. Three, both of the teachers' jaws hit the floor. All of my hair stood up, and I finished as fast as I could to get out. The little boy ran and grabbed my leg and asked, what was that?" Unquote. Everyone else was outside. You could see through the whole place fairly easily because of the layout, and it was evident they were the only ones in there. So no one else came in and started to do this giggle. And also is in the same room, so it's not even like the same possibility. Like, it was all in the same room. And Sophia said she actually always hated cleaning the whole place by herself because she felt uncomfortable feelings. But they were especially bad in the kitchen, the gym, and the two-year-old's room. And of course, when someone has a ghost story, everyone else comes and says theirs, right? Because no one talks about it beforehand. But as soon as you have one,
it's like a faucet, dude.
Yeah. So the whole staff started speaking up about their experiences. And these are a few from the same place. So Sophia herself witnessed this, but she was also told by other staff members it was extremely common for kids to have nightmares or bad dreams in their rooms during nap time, which could be kids, you know?
I feel like that's not something often thought about.
Nightmares? You
know what I mean? Nightmares at school during nap time.
I mean, for babies.
I guess it's because I feel like on a typical nap, unless you're sleep deprived, you probably wouldn't hit REM.
You think so?
Well, how long do you think nap time is? Like when you were in kindergarten and you had nap time. I can't. Time is no concept. Like, if you would have told me recess was an hour, I'd believe it. If you said it was 20 minutes, I'd believe it.
When you were in kindergarten?
Yeah. But like, okay, how long do you think like nap time is? Because doesn't it take REM?
Almost, I'm going to say a number, and I think you're going to think it's too long, but I'm going to say an hour and a half.
If that is true, then they definitely could have hit REM. I'm not familiar with the school atmosphere at all.
We should ask your wife.
We could.
I'm going to ask her.
I don't know. And so if it's long enough, then they absolutely could hit REM, and that's totally possible. I just feel like, and I'm so far removed from this atmosphere, it just seems like that doesn't happen often, but maybe it does. I have no idea.
I mean, we have kindergartners at my school. I don't know how long they nap for, though. I'm never down there.
Start asking them if they have nightmares and if they hit REM.
Oh, the kindergartners.
Yeah. Hello, young kindergartner. Do you hit rapid eye movement?
Let me record this for my paranormal podcast, boys and girls.
Please speak clearly into the microphone.
So Sophia also said her boss thought that she'd brought ghosts from a previous job.
That's an accusation right there.
She gave it to herself. The boss said.
Oh, I thought you said the boss.
No.
Sophia brought ghosts from a previous job.
No, so the boss said she brought her own ghosts. Okay. Which, even still, I wrote that in all caps because that's crazy. And she goes on to explain that the boss thought that she brought these ghosts from a fire. From an old building a long time ago.
She's like, I used to kill people. They're in my freezer, in my basement, right now. Oh, time for nap time.
That was an old man laugh. Turned into a cough.
That's true. Oh, man. Once you hit 30, bro.
So the two ghosts that she said the boss had brought was a young boy who had been beaten by nuns and died in the fire. And then also just a man that had died in the fire as well. But from like the 1800s. I don't know why they followed the boss. I don't know if it's true. I don't know. But that's what she said.
I know from speaking with our friend Alex, Ghost Hype Alex, like nurses can sometimes bring a lot of ghosts around just because, you know, you're at the hospital.
Yeah, for sure. Matt, I mean, how much death happens at the hospital? I've got two more stories from Sophia, like short stories. Something else that happened at this place was that they would open the building at 5:45 a.m.
Yeah.
I know. And only two or so staff members were in the building with some various children. But when they're opening up, they would hear slamming, like chairs slamming on the ground from the table. And when they would check to see if the chairs had slammed on the ground, what happened, everything would be in its orderly place. Nothing had changed. Nothing was on the ground. They had no idea where the slamming came from.
It was probably the kids banging their heads against the wall because they had to be there at 5:45.
I mean, maybe, yeah.
That is an early time for kids to show up. Like, it's an early start time. Opening staff? Sure. But that is early. I guess, you know, parents got to work. But
yeah. So this is the last story. This is the reason why Sophia left her job. So she was cleaning somewhere in this old school house, and there was another girl who was cleaning. She witnessed this. While she's cleaning, she hears this girl scream and run down the hallway, and she claimed that she had been touched, and she had goosebumps running up and down her arms and the back of her neck. And she left shortly after this because it was just too much. She had these uncomfortable feelings anyway, and then just all this confirmation, and she left, which is totally fair.
It's never a good feeling to be touched by a ghost.
I don't know. I haven't felt that. Probably not, though.
And this happened in Texas?
Yes,
Texas. I'd be curious to find out if they think that this experience is more scary or less scary than the Dallas Cowboys performance last weekend in that draw play.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. There's 14 seconds.
Oh, okay. So those are all our stories, our three stories from our three listeners, which we appreciate so much.
Oh, yeah. I listen, as much as I love the long narratives, I like these little snapshots, too. I do.
Yeah, but let's move on to the discussion and talk about them. That was the time in the episode where we stop and we say thank you to all the people in our Patreon and all the people that recently signed up for our Patreon. And as of the recording of this episode, I'd like to thank Shannon, Gunner, Kylie, John, and Kyra. Thank you so much for joining our Patreon. That means the world to me and Tyler. I know he didn't say it, but he's going to. Go ahead, Tyler.
It does mean very much to me. You might say the world. And I just, small asterisk correction, and I could be wrong here, but I do believe that Shannon's name was pronounced Shannon! Because it was all caps. And reminder, because this is a special time, it is January, which means it is one of our biannual merch giveaways.
Oh, is it cold month?
It is a cold month. It's been cold and snowy here, minus those few days I was in Miami. But listen, you have until next Monday. And if you join our dedicated tier on Patreon by then, you automatically get our BTB beanie, which is an awesome white beanie, Scully cap, whatever you want to call it. And it's got a UFO abducting BTB, which obviously stands for Believing the Bizarre.
It came out very cool. The colors are, they play off each other really well.
I'm colorblind, so I'm leaning on you for this.
They do. I'm telling you, they play off each other really well.
Thank you.
I promise you.
I didn't make it. Our designer, Eddie, did.
Came out great.
Excellent. And also, just as a heads up for everybody who is in the tier right now and they're like, I don't have it yet. Shipping is taking longer than expected. We did a post in there kind of mentioning that. But it's just know that if you are in this tier this month, you are getting this beanie.
It's on the way.
It's still going to be cold in February too. Trust me. So it'll be worthwhile. It's not
going anywhere.
Yeah. So you will be getting that. And it's not too late. Like we said, you have until next Monday to join the dedicated tier. And you too can be rocking the BTB. Not to mention all of our other bonus content, which we've talked about before. You know what's out there. It's all available once you join. But I think it's time that Charlie and I break down these three awesome stories.
So those were our three stories from our listeners, Nicole, Jonathan, and not Sophia, but Sophia.
Yeah, not hashtag, quote Sophia.
Yeah. I like that name. It's a good name.
Can you tell me their real name off the air?
Yes, I will.
Aha, cool.
The perks of being here.
Yes.
But anyway, so let's talk about the first one first. Nicole, with her grandfather and the deer head.
Yeah, I just listening to it, it sounds like birds got in the walls. That was actually my first guess. Under any other context, if we weren't recording this paranormal episode on this paranormal podcast and someone told me that happened, what else could it be besides birds in the walls?
I don't know. Okay, they were talking about the grandfather when it happened. You're just being funny still.
Yeah. I don't know what caused it to fall. I'm not saying it's necessarily paranormal. I think it could be coincidence, but there's a heartwarmingness to this. There, you can tell there's affection for the grandfather and that, like, almost feeling like he's there when he's not. And, you know, regardless, I think the deer head falling, even though it's like it made it to this podcast because that could potentially be paranormal, it almost feels irrelevant. Like, I feel like this is a story about a family and a great grandfather. It was great, right?
Great. Yeah. I know what you mean, though. Like, it feels like there's still a connection there that somehow maybe is still in the house. Maybe. Maybe I'm reaching or stretching.
Like, you don't think it was him? I know I made the joke that it could have been the dead deer, but
I don't know. Maybe. I feel like if it wasn't birds, it was probably the great grandfather.
Really? You think those are the only two?
Or a demon. I don't know.
Or like the nail.
Oh.
Like started getting loose in the wall or whatever was. Like, we don't know what was holding it up. Could have been command strips from Target. I got this something something point buck and it's gorgeous and I got command strips holding it up.
I don't know. It could be anything, really. So I guess,
have you ever had a picture or a frame fall from your wall and it just, you wake up and it's just on the ground?
Yeah, I've had that happen, but that was,
assume it's birds and or a ghost.
That was actually a command strip though.
Damn you, Target.
So I don't know.
Listen, I can't rule out that it's not, I can't say it's not paranormal. It just does, it doesn't feel striking. Mm-hmm. But I still like the story. I think it's a heartwarming story. Not heartwarming in like a, I mean, it's still sad somebody passed away and they miss them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like that, you know, now she says, you know, hello, goodbye, like that type of thing. Like, I don't know.
The thing about it is the timing. That's the thing that might move it a little bit more than just maybe it was a command strip, you know? Because they were mid-conversation.
Or the exact opposite, where the only reason they think it's him is because they're talking about him. So they're drawing connections that don't actually exist, mm-hmm. which we're going to very much so talk about in the next one. So I'm going to be skeptical on this one.
I go viable. I could see it. Just because there's that like moment of like we're talking about it, and then like all of a sudden there's a swell. And psh. So our next story that we need to talk about is Jonathan. Jonathan sent us a story. I don't know if it's because of the perspective of the person telling the story that it doesn't come off maybe as paranormal as it did at the time.
My issue is that nobody saw anything and there wasn't any crying. It was dogs barking, mm-hmm. and then her uncle got grabbed, freaked out.
And ran.
Yeah, and I don't think he even said in the story.
No, he said something.
Yeah, so I think it's just context and written circumstances. It's like you talk about this
causation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree 100% because we don't know what grabbed him.
Could have been anything. Also, I don't know if that's her MO.
I don't think it is. She didn't go for the baby.
Yeah, she went for, unless he's a big old baby, but
maybe.
I think this is getting yourself in the mindset. It's like you watch a really scary movie, like a movie that freaks you out and you have trouble falling asleep.
Yeah.
Where if you didn't watch that movie, you'd fall asleep fine. Or like you're laying in bed and you watch a scary movie and your foot sticks out in the bed. 9 times out of 10, you could care less. But because you watch that scary movie, all these thoughts are in your head and you're freaking out. If they didn't talk about that folklore, folktale, I don't know. I mean, it still is it's a freaky instance of mm-hmm. what happened to her uncle.
Strange.
But it doesn't fit the MO. His uncle didn't come out and suggest that it could be her.
Mm-mm. It doesn't even necessarily have to be paranormal. What happened to him?
No, it literally could have been a person.
Or, yeah, it could have been an animal even too.
A big old bear grabbing him.
In Mexico.
Yep. Could have been a chupacabra.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Were you?
Yeah. I just don't know. to me, it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't fit the MO. It didn't go for the mother or the baby. It went for the guy.
Yeah, I think it's just the story playing on their mind. Yeah, I mean, something happened, but that is not the conclusion that I would come to based on what occurred. So I'm going to say unbelievable, but I appreciate you, Jonathan. I hope you keep listening after you hear this.
Yeah.
And I want to hear about some of the other paranormal stuff that you're experiencing.
For sure. I think I agree with you. I think it's unbelievable, too. We just, there's no reason to believe it's her, and she didn't match, like, the characteristics. So, yeah, I go unbelievable as well.
Watch, we're going to actually do a full episode on La Llorona, and there's going to be so many personal encounters where they're like, my uncle was grabbed. And we're going to be like, oh my God, Jonathan, I'm so sorry.
Well, if that happens, we'll apologize in due time.
We'll do fact check.
Yeah. So, the last story, the haunted schoolhouse. On a daycare.
No, there's definitely more meat to this one in terms of, like, the giggling. It's weird. The last one's a little bit weird because it didn't technically happen to her.
Yeah, the last story, she witnessed it, though, kind of, but not.
But sometimes a reaction is just as scary as what, well, that's probably not true. Like, whatever somebody's experiencing is, have you ever been scared by somebody's immediate reaction to something?
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like, when somebody, like, yells, oh my God, or just a huge gasp, my, like, your adrenaline. So if like I can only, and that's like normally like something stupid in my experience.
Yeah.
So imagine your reaction to somebody else's reaction getting touched. I think in a story format, it feels a little not mundane, but like a, okay, it wasn't you. But I think in that situation and truly seeing someone that thinks that they were touched and they just screaming and running. I mean, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, if you could put yourself in that mindset and see that, I've never seen anything like that happen. And I imagine it would be terrifying. But the actual, like, giggling, I like how she described it as, like, sweeping around the room. Like, going around the room. So it wasn't just like, ha ha ha, and it was over. It, like, moved.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things in this experience that don't seem readily explainable. The giggling, the noise, like, the pounding. Even if that girl didn't actually feel anything, it's still a creepy experience. Mm-hmm. There was a third one. What was?
The baby's having nightmares. The kid's having nightmares.
I don't put much weight.
The boss that brought over ghosts. Oh,
that seems so random.
It does. It seems just like the boss is really into tarot cards.
The vice principal is a ghost that only the principal can see. And they love pizza dippers on Fridays.
Yeah.
Well. Not the principal.
She's really strong-arming me on this one.
Yeah, okay. So I could probably put more weight in the nightmares, but I'm not going to.
I don't think you should, really. I know offense, Sophia, but.
If it was, like, consistent, I guess, where it's, like, every day every kid had a nightmare, like, that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I would want to know what they had nightmares about.
Like the same nightmare?
If they all had the same nightmare or like every nightmare was about that school.
Or like about a fire or something.
Yeah. That would actually be, that'd be really creepy.
Yeah, that's actually a good beginning to a movie.
Have you ever thought about that going before you go to bed? Like as you're laying down and you're about to fall asleep, like accepting that you could have a really bad nightmare?
Oh man, no, but I will tonight.
I've thought about that before. I've been like really tired and it almost feels like a work shift where you're like, I don't know what I'm going to dream about tonight. I have no control over it, even though it's my own mind. And sometimes dreams feel so long in the moment, you know, they're not that long. And then, you know, how long, I don't sleep long anyway. So my dreams are kind of like spark notes, but I don't typically you never dream. Think about this where it's like, I don't know what trip I'm going to go on.
I don't typically dream.
Okay.
So, no, not really.
I got no aspirations. I just go to bed.
It's all up in the forefront. I don't think about I don't have a subconscious. It's all conscious.
So, that was a lead-in to what if it was so consistent that you were terrified to go to sleep because you knew you were going to have a nightmare?
That would be scary.
That'd be really scary. That's almost like not, I mean, you don't die in nightmares in the real world, but like the Freddy Krueger, I guess, Nightmare on Elm Street is like that fear of falling asleep because you don't know what's going to happen. But I was going off on a tangent. I'm kind of putting that on the side for now. That, and then with the boss, principal, whatever you call it, the school says.
Pizza dippers.
But the giggling, the girl running away, and the noises. I think there's definitely...
Those are all solid.
There's definitely something there.
Yeah, I agree. I go with believable for this one. I think that schoolhouse is haunted AF.
Yeah, I'll give it a believable as well. I definitely think... I'd like to hear more, but it's already quite a bit of a collection.
Yeah, it is. Well, thank you for joining us on this listener-submitted collection, Volume 3.
The third. The sequel sequel.
We're going to have more, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's going to be many more.
You have lots of short stories.
Which is totally fine. Yeah, you got some longer ones, too. They're all coming at you.
Thank you for everyone that submitted your, not like, you know, chilling tales, but snapshots, some family moments, some monsters. And I cannot wait to get into the depth of the real La Llorona sometime. Yeah. We will.
Also, if you want your personal encounter told on the podcast, head to our website, believingthebizarre.com. Go to submit your experience and fill out our form, and we will put it to our list. So we actually just had like 4 or 5 people submit stories a couple weeks ago. We got them. We want you to know that. But also, we have a little bit of a wait list. So if you don't hear your episode within a few months, don't freak out. We don't delete any of them. We put them away, we get to them, and we hit you up when we're starting to work on them. So, don't fret. And if you want us to do your story, and the last question is whether or not you give us permission to do your story, our hands are a little tied if you submit it and you say, no, you don't give us permission to do it. But you do give us a little, you do give us a couple laughs, which actually I really appreciated yesterday. So, thank you for that, actually. But, you know what would be great? If you are enjoying the podcast and you want to let us know, first of all, our DMs are always open anytime, day or night. Feel free, especially on Instagram, hit us up. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you thought about the episode. But that's just us. DMs are personal. We don't tell. We don't DM and tell. We keep it between, well, we tell each other.
We tell each other.
We don't tell anybody. If you want to tell the world, if you want to tell the world what you think about the podcast, if you're on Apple, you have an iPhone, make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review, 5 stars, tell us what you think. If you're on Spotify, you can't actually verbalize it, but we literally feel it in our hearts when you give us the 5-star rating.
Yeah, then we know
what you meant.
We know.
We know what you meant.
Last time, we're going to say it.
Ever.
If you join Patreon at our dedicated tier, you get for free, the white beanie that looks really slick.
When you're in Ohio like us, you need it.
You need something.
It's cold on these streets, man.
And if you're going to, for free, I can't stress that enough, for free, you're going to have the really cool logo on the white hat. It looks awesome. And we appreciate you. Don't forget that. We appreciate you.
We also appreciate everybody listening. I can't believe it's almost February of 2022.
Years don't make sense anymore.
Listen, so episode's over. Thank you so much. Bye. But if you're still here, dude, my AMI did not help my 8%.
No, what would you eat?
Dude, I had tacos, but my tacos were terrible. The guy went with, shout out Postcard, Matt, my videographer, not my videographer, but the guy that we went with, which is crazy. It's this garbage can cleaning business, which sounds boring, but it's this truck that literally picks up garbage cans and it's just like, pressure washes it. It's pretty cool. But he got these really good looking tacos, but they had meat in it, and I had these like California tacos. They were like, stop, bro. And but they were in the worst shell you can possibly get. Corn shell hard, I love it. Soft flour shell, I'm down. If you give me a soft corn shell, it is like the worst texture. Have you ever had one?
Yeah, I think they're right.
No, they're bad. Your point is invalid. I picked the taco up and it was perfectly folded and then ripped at the bottom. And it instantly became 2 slices of tortilla and all of the innards, which was like onions and peppers and stuff on the table.
Yeah.
But then we ordered from them again because their guacamole was out of this world and I got fajitas and that was excellent. I had a veggie sushi roll, which I really didn't want, but the guy ordering food wanted sushi, so I'm kind of limited.
Yeah, hands tied.
I did have, oh my God, dude. We went to a winery, and the wine sucked. And and I wanted this flatbread, and they couldn't do flatbreads. I don't know why they couldn't do flatbreads. They didn't even apologize, but they couldn't do flatbread. So I just got like a basic salad, and I was so hungry. And we went to this like pool bar in Miami afterwards, and I got a Beyond Burger, and I haven't had one in months, and it was so good. But I will say this. Since Miami, I've done really, really well. I've lost weight. I feel good. I've been drinking water. I'm back on track. I just hit a little bit of a speed bump in Miami. And you know what is a vibe? I know I told you this. Driving in downtown Miami, blasting The Weeknd. Yes.
I haven't had anything really that eventful happen, except I was locked in my house for like 5 days like The Shining.
That's true. How many days from when you left your house mm-hmm. to when you left yesterday, how long was that before you, like, without taking a step out?
From Friday?
Wow.
To yesterday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wow.
No. No.
Cabin fever?
Today. I left today. I mean, I started digging myself out on Wednesday.
Okay. So you went outside, though?
Yeah. So Wednesday. Wow. So I went that long. Cabin fever? No, I just watched a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Did some podcast stuff and I actually really enjoyed my time. I had a double snow day for school, which is like the dream, right? It was cool. I just enjoyed my little vacation.
We both have hit up Florida. What state do you want to hit up next?
Texas.
All right. Let's. Well, I did Dallas.
Well, I got to go
in October, so now it's up to you. No pressure.
I know, right?
Cool. Well, that's our little bit life update there. A lot of people actually hit us up and said you guys liked it last time. It's been like a month.
I'm not that eventful. I don't know. My life's not that really.
I always feel really guilty when somebody finds me on Instagram. Like, not us, but me. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I don't post anything.
Should I start posting more? I'm going to start doing like cool stuff just to make the gram look cool.
I don't know what I could even. What do you want to know about me?
Here's the problem. And maybe I'm old and dusty for saying this. But when I experience something, my first thought isn't let me get a photo. It's always an afterthought. Like, I'm driving home, and I'm like, ah, that was cool. I should have got a photo.
Just kind of live in the moment.
I live for the moment, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like that California taco.
Surfboard on the taco.
But anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you. Hope you have a great day. I hope February's even better than January. And as always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you want.